praise the Lord. It's wonderful to be in the house of God. Amen?
Amen.
If you've never been to a meeting like this before, you might think it's strange to have the meeting in a tent and singing to God in a tent. But the Bible says that the people, not the buildings, the church. Amen?
Amen.
We are the church. The Bible says when Jesus returns, he will return for his church. And that doesn't mean to say bricks and mortar or stone and wood. It's the people. Them who have accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. Them's the ones that he's going to return for. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to have a look in the Bible tonight, if you have your Bible with you, in Matthew. Matthew 22 and in verse 29. Matthew 22 and verse 29. Praise God. Jesus replied, "You are in error, because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God." Amen?
Amen.
That's a very short word from the Word of God. Jesus replied, Jesus said, "You are in error, because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God." As traveling people, we know that we have always believed in God. Every traveler in the world believes in God. We've met and been into many countries in the world, and never did we meet a traveller, never did we meet a gypsy, that wouldn't say they believed in God. Sometimes they'd say to you at the beginning, "I don't believe in the Lord." But after when you spoke to them, deep in their heart, of every travelling man and woman in the world, they believe in God. Amen? Do you agree with that?
Amen.
You know that. The first time they're in trouble, they call, "God help me." When the children's sick, "Lord help me." That's the things that they all done. And in this scripture, where we've just read, Jesus is speaking to very religious people. And these people are discussing a marriage with him. And they're saying to Jesus, "Well, if in the kingdom of God a man and a woman was married twice, who would be their wife or their husband in heaven?" And Jesus is explaining to them, "You're in error, you're wrong. Because you do not know the power of God. You do not know the scriptures. In heaven there will be no marriage." And that's the problem today with our people, with the traveling people all over the world. Yes, they're religious. Yes, they believe in God. But they do not know the scriptures. They do not know the word of God. They do not know what God has to say. And I can tell you for myself, until I was 25, I believed in God. Sometimes I prayed. I was married in the church. I took my children and had them christened. But I didn't know the scriptures. I didn't know what God had to say in his word. Why I didn't know what God had to say? Because I never wanted to read the Bible. If I went to church sometimes, if somebody was getting buried, I heard what the man read, the priest or the vicar, what he read. But I never knew what God had to say for me in my life. And I thought for sure that I'm a good person. I'll go to heaven, I'm not a bad man. And I know that tonight in this meeting, there's many men and women the same. They're good people, good men and good women. If you needed anything, they would give it to you. If you were hungry, they'd give you something to eat. If your motor was broke down, they'd give you a tow in the morning. And they were kind people. You know, they've never mugged nobody. They've never done nothing really serious. And that's the problem with us as travel people. The problem is that we try to look at ourselves and justify ourselves and make ourselves right. And we think that God will judge us in this way. And the reason that we think this is because, like Jesus said to these people, we are in error. We're wrong. Because we do not know what God has said. Or you might know a little bit. You might know it says in the Bible, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You know, you might know that. Or you might know it says some simple things in the Bible. But do you really know what God has said? How could we know what God has said? How could the travelers know what God has said? The gorgeous, it was trash to come to us. You know that, it was frightened of the dogs. They wouldn't come on the ground to her up. Nobody has testified and told us the truth of the Word of God. But now is the time for the travelers. Amen?
Amen?
Now is the time for them to receive the Word of God. Now is the move of the Holy Spirit among the traveling people. When their own people will share them the Word of God, will bring them the truth into their heart. And will not be afraid to say what the Bible says. Not a man says, not a woman says, not a religion says, but the Bible says. When this Word of God speaks, God speaks. Amen?
Amen.
We don't deny it. We don't contradict it. We read it and we say, it says here, God has said. Is there a man or a woman here that would call God a liar? No. There's not a traveler at first, a gypsy in the world would stand up and say God is a liar. They wouldn't, because they had respect for God. Every one of us have respect for the Lord. But in this word of God, how can we know unless someone tells us? How can we know? You will never hear the gospel. You will never hear the good news of Jesus unless someone tells you. The Bible says, blessed are the feet of them that bring the good news. And tonight, where we are in error, where we have gone wrong, tonight from God's word, we're going to put it right. Amen?
Amen.
I want to explain something to you. To every man and to every woman who's in here. You may be good people. You may be kind. You may be good to your children. But the Bible says that all have sinned. Every man and every woman have sinned. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That means you. You have sinned. You can say to yourself tonight, but I'm not a sinner. I've never done nothing seriously wrong. Because in our mind, as traveling people, we want to weigh our sin up as good sin and bad sin. Things that are serious and things that aren't serious. You know, we used to think, and myself included, I used to think if I chawed a bit of metal, that was alright, I was only getting my living, everybody chawed a bit of metal. You know what I mean? I used to believe that. I never used to class it as chawing. I'd ask for a hunkerweight and take a ton. But I never, I said, well, I'm only getting my living, that's no harm. Everybody does that, don't they? That's the way we were. That's the way we were, because this word of God was never fetched to our heart. And we used to think in our mind, we're not really bad people, we believe in God. Or you can tonight sit in your chair and you can say, I believe in God. I'm going to heaven because I believe in God. The Bible says, the devil believes in God. The devil believes in God. The demons tremble at the name of Jesus. So just to believe in God won't get you to heaven. Because this is what this word has said, you are in error. You are wrong because you do not know the scriptures. We have been wrong because we have not known what God has said. But you're going to know tonight. You're going to know for clear tonight what God has said. God has said this. God has said that your sin has separated you from Him. Yes, there is a God in heaven. A God who we believed in. A God who we prayed to. But a God that we haven't known. All of our life we believed in God. But we didn't know this God. Sometimes we wore Him on the crucifix on our neck. Sometimes we had a picture we hung up in the trailer. Sometimes we had a picture we hung up in the motor. But it was just a picture. A lump of paper. And then, when we read the Word of God says that all have sinned. That means me. And it means every one of you. You have sinned. The Lord God has seen your life. In the darkest place, in the loneliest time, when you thought nobody was there, when you thought that nobody had seen, God has seen. God has remembered. He has not forgotten. And the record is kept in heaven about you. Every man and every woman, God knows. He knows tonight the hairs on your head. He knows when a sparrow falls to the ground. God knows everything. Amen? He knows everything. He knows your thoughts. He knows that there are three that keep chatting at the back, look. Them three. You three. Right? He knows what they're doing. He knows they're not listening to the word of God. So now in our life, we have to say to ourselves, what is God saying to me? What is God saying to me? And God is saying this to you. Do you want this sin forgiven? Do you want a new start? In heaven, there is a book. The Son of Solomon says, He wrote my name high up in glory land. In heaven there is a book. And in that book is called the Lamb's Book of Life. And all the people who have never accepted Jesus, the name is not in that book. And one day, you're going to die. The Bible says, is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. Be absolutely sure. That's one appointment that you're not going to miss. You are going to die. From the day you're born, you start to die. Every one of us will die. And when we die, we're going to stand before a God. A God that knows everything. A God that knows the thoughts. He knows the present. He knows the past. And He knows the future. He knows you. He knows what's in your mind this very minute. He knows what's in your thoughts. And when you stand before this God, there's one question this God wants to ask you. Not how good you've been. Not how religious you've been, not what church you went to, Not how kind you've been, but what have you done with his son, Jesus Christ? Or you can say, he's all right, you know. I had him on my neck. That's not him on your neck. I had a little picture of him. That's not Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, he's alive today. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He's here with us now. He's amongst us now. And for you, your sin in your life has separated you from his Father, God the Father. And it doesn't matter how you work. It doesn't matter how good you be. It doesn't matter how much money you give. You can't work your way into heaven. You can't pay your way into heaven. You can't give anything. What you have to do is to receive. And what you have to receive is this. Jesus Christ, the day when he died upon the cross, when he spilled his blood upon the cross, he looked towards heaven and he said, it is finished. It is finished. I paid the price. Jesus has paid the price for you, for the sin in your life. Jesus' blood tonight can wash you clean. Jesus' blood tonight can forgive your sin. Only Jesus can give you eternal life. Not me, not this tent, not a religion, not a man in a black cloak. Only Jesus Christ, for he alone has died. And unless you accept Jesus Christ, there's only one place that you can go. And I'm not saying this to frighten you or to trash you. Them that do not accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, not me, the Bible says, are going to hell. Hell. Hell isn't just for a minute. Hell isn't for a few days. Hell isn't for a month. Hell is for eternity. Forever and forever and forever in hell. I don't want to see none of our people go to hell. I don't want to see it. I want to see the people saved. The Bible says it's the will of God that all men should be saved, that all women should be saved. It's God's will. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only son. God so loved you, that means, that Jesus has come into the world and he has given his life upon the cross. But you have a choice to make. What do I want to do? Do I want to accept Jesus as my Savior? Or do I want to keep my religion? Do I want to be religious and just have a picture of him? Or do I want him really in my life? Do I want my sins forgiven? Or do I not want them forgiven? Do I want heaven or do I want hell? What's going to be your choice? You know, these brothers who have been here and the sisters who have been telling you about the Lord, they are offering to you the words of God. The words of the living God. They're offering to you. And they're saying to you, what do you want? That's the message of the gospel. The word gospel means the good news. The good news is this, that every one of us, every man and every woman was on a motorway to hell, the M25 to hell. But now there's an old back lane where you can go to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
What will you choose? Why do you want to choose death? The prophet Ezekiel says, turn, turn. Why do you want to choose death? Why are not our people now to know the truth? They don't need to be misled. You don't need to be misled tonight. You know the word of God. You needn't be in error. Tonight you can go out of this tent and you can say, oh, I'm all right. Ah, I've got friends in both places. If I go to hell, I'll have plenty of people there. Because that's what most travelers say. That's what my mum and dad used to say to me when I testified and told about Jesus. It's all right if I go to hell, I'll have friends there as well. Everybody else is gone. We're all gone there. I'm going to tell you, them that go to hell, in hell you are alone. In hell you are in total darkness. You know nobody. You're there by yourself in total darkness. That's part of the punishment of hell. In heaven, you will know them who come. In heaven, you will be there. You will know the people who have gone before you. Oh, it's all right for us to be clever as travelers and to say them things. To say, oh, well, I have friends in both places. But that isn't the truth. This is the same as what the word of God said. Jesus said you are in error. You don't know the scriptures. Tonight I offer you this choice in your life. What do you want? If you want this Jesus Christ, if you want him as your Savior, not just to accept him here now, but to continue to walk with him. Oh, it's not that we just put our hand up now. I'm not asking that. Not that we just come forward. I'm asking that you give your life to Jesus. That you make him your Lord. And your Savior. Amen? Amen. Not just our Savior, not our Lord, but our Lord and our Savior. And we will continue to follow Him. Let's stand. Let's bow our heads. It's not the length of time we preach. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that convicts men and women of their sin. If tonight you want this Jesus as your Savior, if you want Him, if you want to be forgiven, if you want in your life the truth of the Word of God, if you don't want to go to hell, I want you to raise your hand. I don't want you to be lashed. I don't want you to be shamed. If you want Jesus as your Savior, never mind to the person standing next to you or behind you. If you want Jesus as your Savior, I want you to raise your hand so I can pray for you. Don't be shamed. Don't think I'll leave it. Praise God. Praise God. There's two wants to accept Jesus as Savior. Three, praise God. Four, praise you, Jesus. Don't be shamed. If you want Jesus tonight, you raise your hand unto Him. And if there's more, come. If there's more, come. They who want to give their life, they want Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. Not just to listen. They want to give their life, they want to follow Him. They want their sins forgiven. You come forward. Don't be latched. Don't be shamed. The devil will laugh at you. The devil will tell you, no, not for you. The devil will be saying to you, now you'll never follow. That's the work of the devil. The voice of the devil in your mind. Jesus is saying, come to me. Come to me, all of you that are heavy burdened. Come to me and I will give you rest, Jesus will say. If tonight you want Jesus as your Savior, don't be shamed. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. The Bible says, Jesus has said this, if you are ashamed of me on earth, I will be ashamed of you in heaven. Don't be ashamed tonight if you want to give your life to Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to raise our hands unto the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Lord, this night we come, Lord. We thank you for your presence of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the move of your Holy Spirit among your people. We pray for them, O Lord, who have come to the front this night. Lord, that they will understand, O Lord, that from now their sins will be forgiven. I want you to ask yourself, say, Lord Jesus. You look at the front. Say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to forgive my sin. I ask you to be my Lord and my Savior. Lord, I intend to follow you, Lord. Lord, I want to go with you all the way, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to remember these because we're going to speak to them in a minute. Remember the ones who said. We're going to pray now. I want us to pray one prayer. I want everybody to pray. I want you to pray for the person who's standing next to you. Let's go ahead. I want you to pray for the person who's standing next to you that they will see the truth. That they will know the truth in God's Word. Father God in heaven, we come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we pray, O Lord, for the person, Lord, who is standing next to us, Lord. We pray for them who have accepted you, Lord, that they will have strength in their life. Lord, for them who have rejected you, Lord, that the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, will touch them in their hearts, Lord. That they will see the truth of your Word. That they will know, Lord, that you are alive. We give you the glory, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We give you all the honor, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You have come to the front. We're going to sing now. I want you to remember, tonight, this is the most important decision you'll ever make in your full life. This decision tonight decides whether you go to heaven or to hell. This is only the beginning. It says in the Bible that when you accept Jesus as your Savior, a new book is opened in heaven. And tonight, now, your name is written in the book in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
That's what God has said. In the way in heaven He has written your name. And one day when you die, He's going to look in that book. And when He looks down, if your name's not there, He's going to say you can't come in. But them who have accepted Jesus as the Savior, He's going to look in because your name is there. Amen? In May, in the little field in Essex, May the 12th, you accepted Jesus as your Savior. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Go back to your seats, and the sisters will remember you, and the other sisters, and those will talk after the meeting. We're going to sing a song that says, Gypsy people everywhere, they all know that God is there. Have you sung this song since you've been here? This song tells you that travelers in every part of the world, we all believe in God. Amen? We have believed in God, but we never knew that Jesus loved us. Amen? It tells us that we have to roam. Yes, we have to travel, but Jesus Christ will give us rest. Amen?
Amen?
And it tells us that even though we're deep in sin, right, if we let our Savior, He will forgive us. Amen?
Amen.
His blood will cleanse us.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is a good song to sing to Jesus the traveler, right? The words are gypsy people everywhere. They all know that God is there. You'll quickly learn it. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Gypsy people everywhere. They all know that God is there. One thing they don't know, Jesus Christ, He loves them so. For gypsy people, you have to love, calling no place your own. But Jesus Christ has said, come on to me and I'll give you rest. For gypsy people, you're deep inside. Why don't you let your
again, amen.
Gypsy people everywhere.